It's all, it ain't my damn fault. Something's all fucked up with the AE-35 unit. It's gonna go 100% failure in 72 hours.
Is it within operational limits now?
Yes, and it will stay that way until it fails.
Webster, would you say that we have a reliable 72 hours?
That's a completely reliable figure, dog.
Then I guess we'll have to bring it in. Well, Webster, I'll be damned if I can find anything wrong with it.
Yeah, shit, it's a puzzler. I don't think I ever seen anything like this before. I'd recommend that we put the unit back into operation and let the sucker fail. It should then be a simple matter to track down the cause. I hope y'all isn't concerned about this, shit.
No, I'm not, Webster. I'd like to ask you a question, though. How would you account for this discrepancy between you and the twin Webster back on Earth?
Well, I don't think there's any question about it. It can only be attributable to human error.
Listen, Webster, there has never been any instance of an error in the Webster series, has there?
None whatsoever, fool! Webster has a perfect operational record! Why, honestly, I wouldn't even shit about it!
Well, I'm sure you're right, Webster. John, I'm having a bit of trouble with my transmitter in C-Pod. I was wondering if you would come down and take a look at it with me? Rotate C-Pod, please, Webster. Open the door, Webster. Rotate pod, Webster. Stop pod rotation, please, Webster. Rotate the pod, please, Webster. Rotate the pod, please, Webster! Okay, I don't think he can hear us.
Rotate the pod, please, Webster! Yeah, I think we're okay. Well, what do you think?
I'm not sure. What do you think?
I've got a bad feeling about it.
You know, though, that he's right about the Webster series having a perfect operational record. They do.
Unfortunately, that sounds a little bit like famous last words.
Yeah.
Well, look, Pete, I can't put my finger on it, but I sense something strange about him. Let's say we put the unit back and it doesn't fail. That would pretty much wrap it up as far as Webster is concerned, wouldn't it?
Well, we'd be in very serious trouble.
We would, wouldn't we?
Mm-hmm.
What the hell would we do?
Well, we wouldn't have too many alternatives.
I don't think we'd have any alternatives. There isn't a single aspect of the Better Boyfriend's operations that isn't under his control. If he were proven to be malfunctioning, I don't see how we could have any choice but disconnection.
I'm afraid I agree with you.
There'd be nothing else to do.
It'd be a bit tricky.
Yeah.
We'd have to cut his higher brain functions without disturbing the purely automatic and regulatory systems.
Well, that's far safer than allowing Webster to continue running things.
You know, another thing's just occurred to me. Well, I'm not so sure what he'd think about it.
Well, there's only one way to find out.